When commentator Charlie Barnett took a trip to New Orleans, he just wanted to go sightseeing. No such luck.
So why am I the guy that if everybody's walking down the street and there's a guy 25 yards away wearing a tinfoil hat, why is it me that he wants to talk to? So I was in New Orleans last week, and I rented a bike, and while I was out touring the Garden District, the chain broke. So I'm walking my injured bicycle, trying to find a payphone. And I see the payphone, but unfortunately, sure enough, I see the crazy guy too. And he sees me, and he starts walking towards me, and he's coming right for me. And I go, oh, God. I've got a broken bike, and I'm going to have to deal with the crazy guy. And he looks right at me, and I see it about to happen, and then nothing happens. He just passes me. So fine, I make the phone call, and as it turns out, I've got to get a cab. And I turn around with my injured bicycle, and sure enough, I should have known this was going to happen, but the guy's over on the other corner, and I had to go over there. How did he know that I was going to have to cross the street again? And he's waiting for me. And, you know, he's a guy with kind of wild hair. He's not completely disheveled. He has, like, little colored ribbons pinned all over his clothing, and the wind's blowing. So he's really festive and, you know, not dangerous looking. He's just crazy. So I get over there, and he walks right up to me and makes the universal sign for the panhandler motion. You know, do you have any spare change for me? Doesn't actually say anything, and I'm digging in my pockets. And then I look over at him, and he's digging in his pockets. And I'm looking for, you know, a quarter, and he actually comes up with just a wad of bills that he hands to me. And it must have been a couple of $100s. And I don't know. I just looked at him. I said, so what is this? This is the opposite of panhandling? He still didn't talk. He just looked me in the eye and shook his head. And he kind of took a five out of this all this money and just put it in my hand. Gave me this really nice smile and walked away. As it turns out, when I got in the cab, I found out I actually didn't have enough money for the cab ride, so the $5 came in really handy. And while I was riding, I thought, you know, I wonder if this guy goes home at night and says to his wife, why is it that all the crazy guys find me? I met this guy today. He was just walking around with a broken bicycle and obviously needed money, so I gave him $5. You know, I hope he's okay.
Charlie Barnett composes music for film. It's All Things Considered from NPR News.